Yeah. Don't let Larry the Morning Man house clocking in for y'all one time. Boys, hump day is Wednesday. It's out the criminals in them. What y'all out there doing with it? Yeah, a lot of y'all got to go back to work, man. Salute to everybody on their way to work this morning. I'm in here with y'all, man. Back from my vacation. Ready to work, man. Ready to bring in a new year with y'all. Well, listen. Came bearing gifts and everything. Got gifts for y'all. Y'all know we got to a big New Year's Eve party. Myself and DJ Butterfingers along with Boosie Badass. That's going to be going down Friday, December the 31st. That's this Friday. We're going to bring in a new year the right way with a badass New Year World Nightclub. I got them tickets for y'all. And I know a lot of y'all didn't get what you wanted for the holiday. You know, ladies still out there buying socks and matching pajamas and t-shirts and underwear and barber capes and stuff we don't want. That's all right. You got something you didn't want for the holiday, or you didn't get nothing at all. You know, it's still the people out there like that that don't really get nothing. Like me. Don't really get nothing. So, you know what I mean? I went in there and I broke down the holiday closet because we had a lot of stuff to give away for Christmas. We had a whole lot of stuff at Power 98. So I went in there and I broke in the closet. I said, look, give me that stuff so I can give it away to the people because we ain't going to do nothing with it. I mean, we will, because whatever y'all don't take, we get to keep. But we want to give it to y'all, so we're going to give it to y'all. So I got gifts that I'm going to be giving away just in case your holiday wasn't like it was supposed to be. It's all right. I got you. You know how we do inside the madhouse. I got you. Crazy warm outside. We've been breaking records for December and how warm it is. 65 degrees right about now. It's going to heat up to about 73. Going to be close to another record for December. We're definitely going to be dealing with some rain. Mostly cloudy skies throughout the day, but rain later on this afternoon. Like late this evening. But it pop-up showers here and there. But the real rain is coming in like late this afternoon. If you got to work, by the time you get home, get to the crib, snatch your bra off, snatch your panties off. Yeah, it'll probably be getting ready to rain as soon as you finish all that. All right, man, let's get to it. You know how we do it, man. Action-packed show for y'all. It's a Wednesday. Salute to all my women out there. Working Woman Wednesday. We're going to be talking to y'all, seeing what y'all got going on coming up for the new year. Got your madhouse question of the day. We're going to get to all that. And since we've been gone, these celebrities been acting crazy. There's a lot been going on. Lot been going on in the city. Celebrities been got. We're gonna talk about all that this morning inside the madhouse. But gotta send a big R.I.P. shout out. We started the show off this morning to the legendary John Madden. All my PlayStation players all across the globe, all the way back to Nintendo and Sega. John Madden, the football game, dropped in 1992, and just to watch, just seeing the evolution of the football game, the actual the NFL football game for PlayStation, for Sega, for Nintendo, just seeing the evolution of that is amazing itself. But just talking about John Madden, the sports broadcaster, the coach, man, he meant so much to football. Passed away at the age of 85. Hearts and our prayers go out to him and his family and the NFL world. Definitely was a game changer. You know, they say we only have the day we born and the day we die to do, in that dash in between, to do something with it and to make an impact on other people's lives. And I think that John Madden definitely did that all across the globe. So salute to him. Hearts and our prayers go out to him and his family. All right. Today's inspirational power word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
And this is your moment of inspiration. A recent survey of 27,000 randomly selected people representing 198 occupations found that the most satisfying careers are those involving caring for, teaching, and protecting others. You know, the common view of success is the ability to have whatever you want, whenever you want. However, this jaded concept of life does not equal true happiness. Success, by God's definition, is obedience and faithfulness to what he has called you to do despite the outcome or the results. Even though his life was not easy, the Bible tells us that Joseph became a successful man. His success was a result of pleasing God. What do you want out of life? Well, let me encourage you to live a life that is full of its best, a life of unselfish service and a willingness to share with others. A life of love and faithfulness is a successful life. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know what time it is. It's time for that Madhouse question of the day using the hashtag MHQOTD. Hit us on our Instagram page. You can hit me at I Am No Limit Larry or the show page, which is Morning Madhouse. And Madhouse got two D's. All right, your Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about who?
Using that hashtag MHQOTD, your Madhouse question of the day. Boy, the year about to come to a close. You know, as the year comes to a close, you have to reflect. You have to think back. Like, what did I do this year? What I didn't do? So that's what we're going to talk about this morning. What is your biggest regret of 2021? What is your biggest regret of 2021? I think in 2021, I think I held my tongue too much. I think it was some stuff that I should have said that I didn't say that I should have said. You know what I mean? Somebody out there feel me this morning. Some stuff I should have said that I didn't say, but I should have said that I really meant. There it is. What's your biggest regret of 2021? Hit me on the hashtag MHQOTD on the show page at Morning Madhouse or on my Instagram page. At I Am No Limit Larry. It's your Madhouse question of the day.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hitty s***. No cap.
You know, Charlotte Tins be doing big things, man. It was a big year for the city. Got to send a big, big double salute out to my man Quantrell. Quantrell actually has a song featured on the Matrix Resurrection soundtrack. He was just on the news for it. So big, big shout out to him, man. And shout out to all the Charlotte artists out there doing their thing. But definitely Quantrell, boy, he been grinding for a minute. Had a big song out about the Panthers about 4 or 5 years ago. Now featured on the Matrix Resurrection soundtrack. Ooh, can't get that out this morning. On the radio, you know what it is. Madhouse Classic Throwback. That's going to drop about 6:33. And we're popping off Working Woman Wednesday inside the Madhouse.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Wiki, tell that.
Little bit Larry the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for New Year, Bobby Don P. 65 degrees today. Time's going to be right near 73 with rain in the forecast. Partly cloudy skies throughout most of the day. On the way to your radio, you know what it is. We got your Madhouse Classic Throwback. And, of course, popping off Working Woman Wednesday. It's the plug, man, at Power 98.
Wake up in the morning feeling
Carolina's favorite way to wake up.
Wake up.
Wake me up early.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Wake up in the morning.
You're waking up.
On Power 98.
Stay up next.
Today is for the ladies.
I'm a ladies.
We go to work.
It's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
To my working ladies.
To my working ladies.
It's B-Town, baby.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. We'd like to shout out the ladies and the single moms. Now your efforts don't go unnoticed. Without you, baby, we hopeless. Keep doing you in spite of remain focused.
To the beauties of Queen City, Gastonia, your rock killing. I'm working up at the Sprinter. You doing it independently. Duke Power, her Mecklenburg County school teaching. And stay under the radar, overachieving.
Woo. And I'm on the grind working all week.
Say
you the real MVP. You can have anything you want to, cause you work hard, you got your own loot.
Everybody knows she working and she grinding, working and she grinding. Everybody knows she out working and she grinding, working and she grinding, working and she grinding. Everybody knows she out working.
Shout out to all them ladies out there working and grinding, man. That's what this one is going to be about this morning, man, as we bring 2021 to a close. Your last Working Woman Wednesday of the year. So we go salute, man, to all the ladies out there that's been doing it big. That did it big in 2021. 570-WPEG, 1-800-525-0098. Let me know what lady did it big in 2021, man. Just want to send a salute out to all the ladies that was out there doing their thing in 2021. I got two. First off, I want to give a shout out to my niece, Shaquayla. Shaquayla did it big in 2021, directing and help co-direct BMF. Working with 50, working with Tasha Smith. So shout out to my niece, Shaquayla. Salute to her. She did it big in 2021. And my partner, them. My big partner, Ms. Deb. Ms. Deb from Black Love definitely did it big in 2021. Constantly feeding the homeless, continuing to feed the homeless, housing, as well as facilitating and helping so many families out here in the Charlotte-Mecklenburg
area. So salute to Miss Deb and salute to my niece Shaquetta that did it big in 2021. You got somebody who did it big in 2021? 570-WPG 1-800-525-0098. Let me know what lady did it big in 2021.
Today is for the ladies.
Ladies.
It's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Today is for the ladies.
Ladies.
It's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B.
She go to work every day just to get the bills paid. Monday through Friday and sometimes on the weekends. Whatever she gotta do, she's gonna do it. She's gonna get to a check. Hold up, now listen to this. It is Working Woman Wednesday. Working Woman Wednesday, yeah. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Can't forget about Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Can't forget about Wednesday. Working Woman Wednesday.
That's what we call it, man. Salute to all the working ladies out there. Working Woman Wednesday, the last one of 2021. And wanted to know, man, what lady did it big in 2021, man?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Who you want to salute to this morning? It could be fellas or guys call. I mean, fellas or ladies calling this morning to salute to another lady who did it big in 2021. Good morning, Ahmad.
Hello?
What's up, Ahmad? Who did it big in
2021? I'll give Vanyetta a shout out because she's been doing her thing.
You know what I mean? Salute to Vanyetta. She definitely be doing her thing. Thank you, Mama. I appreciate you, big dog. I know you're going to hit me back and let somebody shine. I know you is, Ma. Shout out to Ma up there in Maiden, North Carolina. Good morning. Who you letting, what lady did it big in 2021?
Good morning.
What's up, Bob?
I wanted to shout out my daughter for doing it big in 2021.
What's your daughter's name? Who did it big in 2021?
My daughter, Tashana Nash. She opened her own salon, full service hair salon. In 2021.
That's what's up. Where is the salon located?
In Concord.
Concord. I need to go over there and get my hair done.
All right.
I appreciate you, baby.
All right. Thank you.
570-WPG 1-800-525-0098. Salute to a lady who did it big in 2021.
Today is for the ladies.
Ladies.
It's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Another Larry, the Morning Madhouse, man. Salute to these women who did it big in 2021 on this last Working Women Wednesday of 2021. Good morning, Big Will. What's up, big homie?
What's up, big dog? What you do, man? We about to be at the end of this thing.
Boy, we got about three more days and it's over with.
Got old about it, man. Look, man, I want to shout out these women, man. These women been putting it down out here in the community work we do. You know it ain't easy.
Yes, sir.
Man? First and foremost, we got to shout out Miss Deal for doing her thing, man, with Block Love. She really putting in that work out here. Big shout out to her. I got to shout out my vice president, Tanya Faison. She been doing big things out here, not only with Team True Blue, but with Dorado. And some other organizations that she putting it in with. And we got to let Miss Trinice Mackin shine for. She got like four or five different jobs, man, that she done started and got her own trucking company out here. So, you know, I just want to, you know, big up these women out here, man, that's really putting that work in out here.
Man, appreciate you, big dog, man. And salute to all the women who did it big in 2021. And hopefully they keep grinding and do it in 2022. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 66 degrees. High today, it's going to be right near 73. Partly cloudy skies throughout the day. Rain in the forecast for later on this evening. Other than that, man, it's going to be a warm day. Like, you're not going to really think it's December in Charlotte. It's going to be a rather warm day with some clouds and showers throughout the day. Y'all know what time it is. inside the madhouse. Time to let y'all shine, big dog.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out to everybody out here bossing. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Yeah. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real? I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
There you go, he back. Amar Johnson, what's up, boy?
I'm gonna give a shout out to Bill Blast, to Tom Boy, to Grim Fellow, to Jim Marcia, to James, to Jim Dolce, to Palmasito, to Jim Lickalia, to Jim Payne, to Jim Sean.
Amar. Guess what?
What
song you want to hear today? What song you want to hear today?
I want to hear Pop Smoke, The Woo, Chris Brown.
Pop Smoke, Chris Brown, The Woo. I got you. Amar roll with us all 2021. Shout out to Amar. Good morning. Who you let shine this morning?
I'm going to let the Tar and Shepherd shine for her counseling business. It's all integrated. Keep doing your thing, baby girl.
Did it. I want to shout out to everybody, man, who are out there doing their thing, man. Let y'all shine this morning. Everybody who helped people out during the holidays, all the community organizations, and everybody out there trying to make a difference in somebody else's life. I'm going to let y'all shine this morning. On the way inside the madhouse this morning, we got your Nosy Neighbor News dropping at 7:24. Your chance to get tickets to check out Boosie Badass at the World Nightclub, New Year's Eve with myself and DJ Butterfingers. And coming up at 7:40, it's the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Who y'all been cutting up since I've been gone? Hashtag Larry Man. Woohoo! Boy, whoo, they make my job easy.
Let it shine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Big station, big energy. Where the plugs plug?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got hit his. No cap.
Oh boy, you know the neighbor news is on the way, boy. Somebody pockets is hurting this morning. Who pockets hurting this morning? I'm gonna let you know about that. Also, Travis Scott just got some more news dropped on his front desk and his front door. And Kanye West just made a big purchase, and it's kind of a strange purchase. We're going to tell you why it's strange this morning inside your Nosy Neighbor News coming up next inside the madhouse. Boy, that boy Kanye, something wrong with him. Or it just might just be. Or it's just Kanye. She knows the neighbor news. Quickie knows the neighbor news is on the way.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie. Tell that.
Man,
what the hell is going on? What the hell is going on here?
Yes, indeed. You know the neighbor news is being brought to you by the Festival of Laughs. Boy, it's going down February the 18th. My girl Samora, my boy Gary Owens, Tommy Davis, and Tony Rock, LaVell Crawford. You want tickets? Go ahead and log on to power98fm.com right now for your chance to register to win tickets for the Festival of Laughs going down February the 18th at Ovid's Auditorium. Speaking of going down, boy, it's been going down for Travis Scott ever since that Astro World Festival. It's been, woo. It's been the hell on wheels for Mr. Travis Scott. Well, now, recently, Dior announced that they're going to end their collaboration with Travis Scott due to the Astroworld fallout. My thing is, what y'all want the young man to do at the festival? What did y'all want him to do? Like, I don't know, man. But, yep, Dior said that they're going to put it on hold. They didn't say how long or if they even coming back. They just said the collab with Travis Scott is on hold. Speaking of on hold, well, she ain't on hold no more. She got Jesus on the main line and she got paid. P-A-I-D. Paid. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Dr. Dre's ex-wife, Nicole. Finally, their divorce is now settled. Dr. Dre has agreed to pay Nicole, his ex-wife, $100 million. Boy, listen. $100 million? in a divorce settlement. He has to pay her $50 million right now. Like, right now. He got to give her $50 million right now. And then he has to give her another $50 million a year later. Folks are saying that Dr. Dre got off good, though. He gets to keep all the houses that they own. They split the cars. They had 10 cars. He got 6. She got 4. And he does not have to pay her spousal support. So a lot of people are saying that Dr. Dre got out pretty good, seeing that his net worth is almost $1 billion. It's still $100 million. I don't care what they say. $100 million? Dr. Dre, out of town shooters, not in town shooters. They bring in town problems. Out of town shooters. Okay, I'm done. Make it look like an accident. Whew, oh my goodness. Kanye West, you know Kanye West is always doing something. He's always in the nose and neighbor news. Well, now Kanye is back. And this time, you know, he's going through the divorce with his wife, Kim Kardashian. And, you know, they split up. But Kanye has now purchased a house directly across the street from Kim Kardashian. Okay, Kanye. I mean, I understand it, though. A lot of folks are saying, hey, this is kind of crazy. He's going to live directly across the street from his ex-wife. But you got to look at Kanye got more than one crib. He got the ranch out there in Wyoming and all that. So they're saying that he bought this crib so he can be really close to his kids. And his kids can still have some sense of, you know, them being a family. But, whew, I don't know about this one, Kanye. I mean, I get it. I mean, you could have moved 2 neighborhoods over or something, but directly across the street? Seems like you're trying to spy on Kim to me. But that's just me. Sad news for Boosie Badass, man. You know, he's getting ready to come invade us on Friday. He's going to invade World Nightclub with us as we bring in a new year. But he actually posted some sad news that his granddaddy passed away. So when y'all see Boosie this weekend, make sure y'all send up some love and prayers to Boosie because he did post that his granddaddy passed away as he posted the OG of the family. Hearts and our prayers go out to Boosie and his family as they deal with the death of his granddaddy. That's all I got for y'all this morning in your nose and neighbor news. Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Okay, y'all know what time it is inside the Madhouse. It is time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram, hashtag Larry Made.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad?
Mad.
Are we mad?
Indeed, y'all done sent it to me. I got over 5,000 of these. I'm just kidding. I got a lot of them in my inbox. Y'all knew I was gonna do this, and I don't even know why y'all thought to think the thought that I was gonna miss this one right here. Got to go all the way to Chat Town. I did a show out there in Chat Town. I actually hosted a party out there in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Straight time, man. Small town. You know what I mean? Good folk out there. Good food. Good times. Yeah. But yeah, this one ain't it right here, Chattanooga, Tennessee. I know if you haven't seen it, I'm gonna let you know what happened and why Larry is mad about what happened in Chattanooga, Tennessee. This one is entitled, If On Site Was a Person. All right, so a good old preacher is preaching a good Sunday morning service right after Christmas. All of a sudden, on the front pew, on the front row, a man walks in and he starts to swing. And I'm talking about he throwing haymakers and boulders at the youth pastor. He trying to knock out the youth pastor. If On Site Was a Person, the man who started the fight, his name is Marcus. Marcus, you cannot fight in the house of the Lord. Marcus, the Lord says, vengeance is mine. Marcus, whatever was on your mind, you should have gave it to the Lord. You was in the house of the Lord, Marcus. Why did you go into church and start swinging on the youth pastor? Now, the pastor of the church who was preaching at the time has come out and made a statement and said that Marcus just got out of rehab and Marcus was on that stuff and Marcus didn't really have no vendetta against the youth pastor. And I call baloney BS. I know you freaking lying. Ain't no way. I don't care what Marcus was high on. Marcus walked dead up on that man. Marcus done held a grudge against that man for some time. Marcus said, y'all think I'm crazy, but I ain't crazy. That you, Pastor, I think he done did something to Marcus somewhere. And Marcus ain't forgot about it. Marcus said, forget the Lord, vengeance is mine. That's what Marcus said. Marcus walked in that church like he was going to whoop everybody ass in there. He didn't give a damn. Marcus, you can't do that, though. Marcus did get locked up for assault with fists and assault on a pastor. I guess that's what they locked him up for. He's probably out by the time I did the story. He's probably out by now. But Marcus walked in the church and just started fighting in the middle of the sermon. Y'all ain't going to tell me that Marcus and the youth pastor ain't got some type of history and Marcus was just high and out of his mind. Nah, pastor, I ain't buying that one. You can tell that lie to somebody else. Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Mad. Damn, Marcus, you done messed up the good sermon. Shout out to Breezy. Breezy just hit 100. But 100 must be the number going into 2022. Breezy just hit 100 million followers on Instagram. So shout out to Chris Breezy on his accomplishment of hitting 100 million followers on Instagram. Y'all know what it is, man. It's Wednesday inside the Madhouse. Wednesday, man, we started this. Let's argue on Wednesday. We have big arguments because we was having big arguments inside the Madhouse. So we brought it out there to y'all Madhouse Nation so y'all could tap in on the arguments that we was having inside the Madhouse. So to close the year out, the last Wednesday of 2021, I saw this posted. And I saw arguments on both sides. So I said, let me bring this to Madhouse Nation. Let me see what they got to say. And the argument is, who is the better actor between Will Smith and Denzel Washington? Everybody's talking about versus battle. So we're going to do a movie or actors versus battle. Will versus Denzel. So now when you call in with your pick, you got to have a reason you standing on your pick. You can't just say Denzel. And just because you like Denzel. No, you got to have a reason you standing by. You got to have facts and reason you standing behind Denzel. Or you say Will, you got to have facts and reason you standing behind Will Smith. I ain't going to give my opinion yet. I'm going to hold mine back because I don't want to skew none of your opinions. I'm just saying. But I'll give you mine now. I'll go ahead and give it to you. I say Will Smith for a number of reasons, you know, even though Will Smith does not have an Oscar. Denzel does. Actually, Denzel beat Will Smith the year that Denzel won. He beat Will Smith that year for the Oscar. However, Will is the only actor. Him and Tom Cruise was tied for the only actors to have 7 movies that consecutively hit $100 million at the box office. Well, Will broke that record. Now he's the only actor to have 8 consecutive box office hits that grossed over $100 million. So Will has also did a sitcom. Will has played, man, crazy amount of characters. So has Denzel, but Will has played everything. I mean, from a teenager to killing aliens to Ali to King Richard. Now, Will has played everything. So that's why I give Will the nod in this one. Even though Denzel is one of my favorite actors and my favorite movie is Training Day, I still give Will Smith the nod when you say who is the better actor when it comes between Will and Denzel, like we're doing a versus, an actor's versus. What you say, Madhouse Nation? 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Better actor, Will or Denzel? Wednesday argument. Better actor, Denzel Washington or Will Smith? Denzel or Will? It's that simple. When you call in, you gotta have a reason though. You can't just say, I like Will. You gotta have a reason behind it. 570-WPEG, 1-800-525-0098. Let me know who you rolling with, Denzel or Will. It's actors versus the end of year. the end of the year off. Future Drake and Baby Life is Good remix. Yeah, let me know. Who you going with? Don't live in Larry the Water Madhouse, Charlotte's Club for New Hip Hop and R&B. All right, where's the argument to close the year out, boy? Listen, this is a good one. I saw this one online, even discussed it in the barbershop. Yes, who is the better actor, Will Smith or Denzel Washington? Yeah, we're doing that one today. 570-WPEG, 1-800-525-0098. I said Will, and I told y'all while I said Will. I think Will, he's the only actor to have 8 films gross over $100 million back-to-back consecutively. So I say Will. He also has an iconic sitcom that he's done. He's been acting for a long time. His body of work is phenomenal. They both have an elite body of work. Will does not have an Oscar, though. Denzel does. He did beat Will out for the Oscar. They both were nominated the same year. Denzel did get the nod when he won for Training Day. However, I still say Will. I think Will, like when you look at film by film and you put it, you throw the films down like a versus battle, I get a nod to Will. I just do. I mean, I respect Denzel. I love the work that Denzel has done. I think Denzel is a phenomenal actor. He's definitely in my top 5. Will is too, but if it was between them two, I have to get a nod to Will. What y'all say? Good morning.
Good morning, Will.
Say you going with Will Smith. Why you going with Will Smith, though?
I'm going with Will more because I've always felt like, one, he's more of a diverse actor. Like you were saying, like, and I'm not saying, and I hesitate because Denzel is also diverse, but I just think Will got a little more diversity out there in the roles that he's played coming from a teenager to now in adulthood.
Okay, got you. Power 98, good morning. You're on the Wednesday argument. Who is the better actor, Will Smith or Denzel Washington?
Man, Denzel Washington, big dog. Denzel Washington.
And why you going with Denzel, big dog?
Because the reason why I'm going with Denzel, man, most of Denzel movies has always been based on a true story.
Okay. All right, big dog. I don't know if that's true, but I got to do some more research on that. But okay. Power 98, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, big dog? Better actor Will Smith or Denzel Washington?
Will Smith. Well, because for the simple fact that Denzel Washington has never starred in a film that's made almost up $300 million.
Okay. That's what you're going with. You're going the money route with this thing.
Yeah. And I would say Will Smith because, like, I grew up watching Will Smith as well.
570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. Better actor, Will Smith or Denzel Washington?
Wake up in the morning, Philly.
Carolina's favorite way to wake up.
Wake up.
Wake me up early.
No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse.
Wake up in the morning.
You're waking up.
On Power 98.
They said it's game
about this debate. Will Smith versus Denzel Washington. Who's the better actor? That's what we're talking about this morning. Your last Wednesday argument of the year. Who you got, big dog?
Hey, Larry, what's going on, man? Hey, man, you got COVID symptoms, ain't it? You got diarrhea and chills and fever and all that today, because ain't no way you said Will over Denzel. I know better than that, man.
Yes, I did. And hell no, I ain't got no dang on COVID.
Hey, it's like the OG conversation, you know, LeBron or
Jordan. Yeah, okay, I got you.
Okay, so there would be no Will if it wasn't for Denzel.
I don't know.
And you got a good point.
I don't know about that.
What'd you say?
I don't know about that, but go ahead. I think Will still would have came whether it was Denzel or not, but go ahead. I'm going to listen to you.
Yeah, but yeah, I got to go with Denzel, man. I mean, I know you're right when you say the body of work as far as like the diversity of films, but when you look at what Denzel, I know Denzel, in my opinion, has been more selective. I'm sure he could have probably went out there and did some other type movies than the drama action movies. I know Will's been into like those futuristic movies and all the other stuff, but I got to go with Denzel, man. I can't vote against Denzel on this one.
570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. Better actor Denzel or Will Smith. 598-WPG, Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B Wednesday Argument, the last one of 2021. Better actor Denzel Washington or Will Smith. Who you got? 598, good morning.
What up, Madhouse? What's up with you, Leezy?
What's up, big dog? How you feeling?
Man, I'm doing good, man. Look.
This is Mike Mizzle.
This be, you already know, Big Mop Mills in the house, baby.
What's up,
hey,
bro?
I gotta go Will Smith, bro. I gotta go Will. I love Denzel. Don't get me wrong. I love Denzel movies, bro. But look, Men in Black, Bad Boys. Just them two right there alone, you know. And you gotta give Will a lot more credit, man. Will Smith started off as a rap artist.
Right.
He a comedian,
right.
And he an actor. Denzel just an actor.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
As far as movie wise, I gotta go Will Smith, he's a better actor, brother.
Mike Mills, you gave me a lot of good points. Appreciate you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Power 98, good morning. Better actor Will Smith or Denzel Washington?
Will Smith.
And why you say Will Smith?
I mean, mostly in all of what you said is true. And I do love Denzel, but Will is just more versatile. He's a comedian, he can be serious, he can rap, somewhat. But I like Will Smith better.
Good morning. Better actor Will Smith or Denzel Washington?
No limit, this Big Mac.
What's up, Big Mac?
I'm actually smoking this morning, man. All day long, dog.
Why you saying Denzel? You gotta have a reason behind that, man.
I'm gonna give you the reason.
Well, give me the reason. Give me the reason. Give me the reason.
Will Smith starts doing Shakespeare and stuff like that. Then he can tell me he's a better actor.
Ah, come on, man. You done took it back to the plays on Broadway, man. Come on, man.
You talking about Broadway, Will? He got one out coming out right now.
Okay.
Denzel got one coming out right now. Will gotta open up his book instead of being folded up. It's three degrees of separation. Come on, man.
Come on now, Mac. You know Will's portfolio is very diverse. Stop that
it
now.
Huh? If you go hit for hit,
let's go hit for hit.
20 like verses, you can't do it.
Yes, we can. I looked this up, Mac. Mac, I looked this up yesterday. You can go hit for hit just like verses.
What does Will have that can even stand up with anything Shakespearean?
First of all, we ain't talking about Shakespeare. We talking about movies on the movie screen.
He's got one coming out right now.
Okay, well.
Shakespeare, look it up.
I'm going to look it up. I ain't seen that. I'm talking about the films that actually went to the box office and grossed real money, like $100 million. Denzel ain't got no film that grossed almost $300 million.
Money does not define how good you are.
It depends on who you ask.
People like you.
It depends on who you ask.
How much people like you, not how good you are.
Well, that's a point on how good you are. That's
no, it's not.
It's a part of it. It's a measurement of it. It's a measurement of it. Hold on, Matt. You're a barber, right? If you're not good at what you do, then people ain't going to come in there. They're not going to pay you for what you work.
Hold up, Larry. You've been around enough barbershops to know that if you're popular, you can be in there jacking people's heads up and get away with it.
Nah, ain't nobody. I don't care how popular you are. Ain't nobody going to no barbershop get their head jacked.
You with all the guys walking around with jacked up headlines.
Man, you crazy, man. Appreciate you this morning.
Bye, man.
Mac, get off my phone, man. Get off my phone with that mess, Mac. Mac is crazy. And shout out to your son, man, Big BJ. Another Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Seems like Will is actually leading this right now. Y'all want to tap in? You can leave it on my hotline, 704-227-8780. Coming up, man, I'm going to hook y'all up with some Christmas gifts that we got left over because we had so many. I broke in the closet, and I said, hey, give me them gifts. I'm going to give them to the people. So coming up, I'm going to give y'all one of these gifts. Keep it locked.
The plug, the connection. We are always connected to the major outlet. We always charged up. It's the plug, Power 98.
No, let me lay in the morning, man. How Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. I told y'all I broke in the closet. I told them we had some extra gifts left. Man, we got so many Christmas gifts in that we got a whole lot left. So we want to give them to y'all. So I went in there and I ain't really steal them. I just told them, let me give them to the people. They kind of know, but they kind of don't. They'll find out when they come back to work. So I went in there and got them for y'all. So I got y'all. So right now, if you want one of these gifts, we ain't going to say they hot from under the tree. That we had left over. Call me right now. I got the present right here for you. 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. We're going to open it together and find out what it is. While you dialing, let's get these trending topics.
Trending topics. Every day we trending. Yeah. Press to play, we trending. Yeah. 98, no limit. Everything be trending. Yeah. Every day we trending. Yeah. Press to play, we trending. Yeah. 98, no limit. Yeah. Everything be trending. You know we run the streets. That's a hashtag. Yeah. New hip hop and R&B. That's a hashtag. Yeah. Power 98, the plug. No, we stamp that. If it's trending, then you know we on it. That's that.
All right, all right, all right. Y'all know what's happening. And Trending Topics being brought to you by Trolls Live. It's coming to the Charlotte's Ovens Auditorium January 29th and 30th. Right now, you can register at power98fm.com for your chance to win a family four-pack of tickets. Trolls Live coming January 29th and 30th at the Ovens Auditorium. All right, trending this morning, Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo of New York City. Y'all know Andrew Cuomo. You know, he had been... he was being investigated for sexual assault allegations. Well, it just popped up this morning that Andrew Cuomo would not be charged with any sexual misconduct or any sexual misconduct of any kind in this case. Andrew Cuomo, they said that things that happened, they did occur, but they found other evidence to say that, you know, that it wasn't criminal. So off the hook. Andrew Cuomo is currently off the hook. Also, if you didn't hear, or if you just you didn't hear this yesterday, yesterday it was announced that the football great, the sports broadcaster, the man behind the game, John Madden, passed away at the age of 85. Also passing away on the sick and shut-in list, Desmond Tutu, the South African archbishop. He actually passed away at the age of 90 on yesterday as well. Man, that's crazy. And if you missed it this morning as well, Dior also said that they was dropping. Well, they're not dropping. They're going to put on hold their collab with Travis Scott after the events of the Astro World Tour. So that's what's trending this morning. Crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. All right. Looking for you. Caller number 9, man. Trying to hook you up with a gift from up under our tree. It's the plug. That's what Drake said. Girls want girls where he from. And I know you. It's another Larry the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know each and every morning at 6 a.m. we drop it on y'all. The Madhouse question of the day, hashtag MHQOTD. And today's question was, what is your biggest regret of 2021? Let's run them down. All right, Torian Inez said, I don't have none, only lessons. Lessons turn into blessings. Hashtag blah, blah, blah. Okay. DJ Shark said, I didn't smack some people I should have smacked. And Dex Diamond agreed. And Canda Fab said, putting people first is my biggest regret of 2021. Flight to Don said, arguing with broke people. Yeah, you got to stop doing that, bro. You got to stop doing that. DJ Smiley Jackson said, the time I spent watching crate challenges. Nah, that was a good time, bro. Yeah, that was a great time. Out the Mud Hollis said, the second baby mama of mine. Ooh, well, how you do that? Why you do that? Coming up, man, we're going to hook somebody up with these leftover holiday gifts that I took out the closet. Yeah, somebody going down with me. Whoever win the gift going down with me. When I come back, it's the plug.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.